Hey guys, and welcome to this podcast episode. Today we're going to talk about a topic that might change your life if you're going to truly implement everything that I'm going to teach you inside of this podcast. So if you're constantly finding yourself in situations where you're like, oh man, I truly deserve better, then this one is absolutely for you because we're going to fix this today. So before I get started, I want you to understand one concept. You are what you accept. So what do I mean by that? So we all have a baseline standard. You have a baseline standard. I have a baseline standard. So in this baseline standard, literally determines the way our life looks like. So your life is simply just a reflection of the standard that you have set for yourself and the things that you accept inside of your life. I know this hit you probably like a truck, but let me explain it to you inside of an example that's very simple. But this was the one that made me realize it for the very first time. So a year ago, I was in Cape Town with my best friend. We were in a restaurant getting breakfast, and we ordered the food and everything. And the waiter brought us the food, and I also ordered actually with the food a water with some lemon slice. So he brought me the water, but not the lemon slice. And I literally hated to complain. I hated to ask for stuff again. So then I said to myself, okay, I will just leave it like that. But my friend just realized that, and she said like, hey, did you not order some lemon slice? And I said, yeah, but I don't want to call him again and I don't want to annoy him. And she said one thing, and this one thing made me realize so much. She said, Maribel, remember, you are what you accept. And I was like, wait. I literally raised my hand so fast and asked for my lemon slice. Of course, it triggered my ego at some point. But also at another point, it made me realize on a deeper level, all the decisions and every situation I went through in life was just because I accepted to be in the situation. Like I was also capable to run away or to not enter inside of the situation, if you get me what I mean by that. But I accepted to be in this situation. So if you are right now in, let's say, in a situationship, if you are in a toxic relationship in general or toxic friendship, a low paying job, it's because you accepted to be in this situation. And let me take it on a deeper level, and this might break your heart. And I know this is harsh, but it's the hard truth. Is it's because you think you don't deserve any better. And I was in a situation too. And I know it has also a lot to do with self-esteem, your self-worth, etc. But this is a thing for another podcast episode, because this probably will take me 2 hours to explain that. I struggle a lot with this topic, so I can tell you guys a lot about it. So if you want to dig deeper into this topic, please let me know. But it has a lot to do with that. So let me link to the topic again. So like I said, you are in the situations because you think you don't deserve any better. So, and let me give you a little idea of my life back then. So now I'm that business owner that travels the world. I'm financial free. I have location freedom. Like I literally have the life that others would call a dream life. 6 years ago, I was stuck in a 9-to-5 job. It was super low paying. I was stuck in Germany. I wasn't traveling at all. I constantly saw myself in situationships. And I always thought to myself, why do I always get these people? Like, why God puts me always in situation with people like that? Why does God put me in friendships like that with people that have no visions, people that influence me in a bad way? It's not because God wants to punish me. It's because I accepted it. And I did not literally, I did not work with the challenge that he gave me. Like if God puts you in a situation that is like that, it's actually a test. It's always a test. It's a test if you're going to say yes or no. It's a test if you already outgrown that situation, yes or no. Because let me tell you something. Now, literally, it will be unbelievable for me to be in a situation like this. It will be unbelievable to be in a situationship. It will be unbelievable to be in a toxic friendship and a toxic relationship and a low-paying job, etc. Because I don't accept this because I have set the standard for myself and I'm not going to lower the standard. And one thing that I see oftentimes with women that makes me pretty sad is that we set high standards, but we set high standards in the wrong area. We set high standards when it comes to our partner in relationship. And the crazy thing about that, it's literally a reflection of our priority. So we literally put another person on a bigger priority than ourselves. So why do I have a super high standard for my relationship and dating life, but not for my health, not for my wealth situation, not for my personal development situation? So, and this should let you think about it a little bit deeper. So, and also, when you think about your dream partner, if you haven't got your dream partner yet, it's maybe because you haven't set that high standard in other areas of your life too. And you should finally do it because the people will literally see your standard. Like I said, your life is a reflection of your standard. So let's assume you just have this high standard when it comes to relationship. Like you want to date that super rich guy, that super successful guy, charismatic, super in shape, etc. But you haven't set these standards in your own life when it comes to these areas, only when it comes to dating. So this person will literally see it. And let me take it a little bit further to friendships. So for example, I can say that I have built a network of high achievers. Like all my friends, they're crushing it in every single area of their life. Like they're crushing it when it comes to business, when it comes to health, etc. So in the way how I select my friends, I would say my closest friends, it's not by checking the vibe. Like this is not how we call it. Like I don't check the vibe of someone. I check their standard. And if I see their standard, I see how much they respect themselves. And if a person truly respects themselves, I see that this person can truly sit with me. Because if I'm going to respect myself, I also want you to respect yourself. I want you to put yourself first because this literally makes a true good friendship. Like every single person that I have around me, they put themselves all first. And this is how you have actually a network of people that you can grow with. People that are truly like working on themselves, improving themselves. So now that you know you are what you accept, you need to raise your standards. So here's how you're going to do it. So my advice for you is to literally make a list of the standards that the best version of yourself will have. Like all the things that this person actually would accept or wouldn't accept in her life. Like the woman that you would look up to. And then on the other side, you make a list of all the standards that you have right now set for yourself. Like everything that you accept right now in your life. And then compare it. And then you will see very clearly where do you need to make changes. And that's not all, because just knowing it will not change our life. We also need to do it. Like we also need to keep these promises. So if the best version of yourself is not accepting situationships, you better do not accept situationships. Like if you're right now in a situationship or in a toxic friendship or whatever is the one thing that is triggering you right now, you better get out of the situation and stop accepting it. Because if you're still accepting it, you will not see any change in your life. And I can promise you, yes, there will be times where you will feel lonely, where you will feel confused, and where you will be like, oh my God, who do I think I am? But let me tell you something. All the people out there that are super successful, living the life that you would like to have, they just started to not accept the bare minimum. That's the only difference. They literally said to themselves, like, everything that I want for myself is here. Like, this is the standard that I want for myself. And everything below that, it's not for me. It's for others, but it's not for me. Like, this is literally the only difference between you and these other people. Of course, when it comes to build businesses, etc., there's a lot of things that play also into it, like strategic thinking, business foundations, etc. But the first thing that these people did to take the first step into their dream life was stopping to accept the bare minimum. And this is the first thing that you need to do, like, because you truly deserve better. Look at it. If you will not think about it, like if you will not think about it, you will not actually deserve better. So literally just the reason that you're listening to this podcast is that you're literally low key, low-key you think you deserve better. And you should embrace that. And you should go out and ask for it. Like, do not be afraid to ask people for stuff. You deserve everything. Like, if I would still think I don't deserve to have a 7-figure business, I still don't deserve to travel the world, I still don't deserve to have these amazing people around me, I would still be there. But I decided, okay, I actually deserve this, and I'm going to ask for it, and I'm going to raise my standard, and everything that is below there, I'm not going to accept it in my life. It's not for me, it's for the others. That other people can have it, but it's not for me. So, and this is one thing that you need to keep in mind. So, like I said, it probably like hits you like a truck, but you need to really understand, like, your life is literally just a reflection of your standard. And you are probably right now in this situation, like I said, because you think you don't deserve any better, but you do. And you need to finally stand up and to go and get it. You need to own it. Literally, like I said in every single podcast episode, everything that is for you inside of your life, like, God already prepared it for you. You just need to go and get it. You just need to realize who you truly are and stop playing small. So, and yeah, this is literally it already for this podcast episode. One thing that I want to mention, of course, they're playing so many different things inside of this fact or this concept that I just explained to you, especially when it comes to your self-esteem and self-worth. Because actually that you are in this situation is just a reflection that, like I said, you probably don't think you deserve better, even if you do. So, and therefore you think, okay, you're not worth it for it, etc. Like, it's kind of like a self-worth problem, as you get me. So, and I struggled a lot with it. Like, if there's someone that struggled a lot with self-esteem, self-worth, girl, it was me. Like, it was literally me. And I finally could fix that. And if you want, I can talk about it in the next podcast episode. Let me some feedback under the comments or drop me a DM on Instagram. I'm so ready to talk about it. And yeah, that's pretty it for this podcast episode. See you guys in the next one.